Blog Talk Radio.
And we apply.
attrition or just submission to the tide. These final moments, our last opponents are upon us now. But I can only see your face. And we
everyone, I have a voice. Welcome everyone to A Team of Voices. Anyone who's listening or is going to call or listen later, I'm your host, Crystal Hope. And yeah, I was just kind of waiting for callers. I do see you there, Wayne, and I got you on the line. But tonight, we are going to be doing a dark word bank. Yes. Queen of Hope is dapped a little in the darkness. I don't know if I'm going to say it for personal reasons. I have no idea, but it's just what I've been feeling like writing lately. So that's the show I wanted to go for. I got a dark word bank. I've also been dabbing a little into those more, some word banks and stuff. And yeah, I've got a few poems tonight, not a lot, but got a few. I'm going to enjoy the ones I got. And yeah. Let me say hi to Wayne. Are you there, Wayne?
Yes, I'm hanging out here. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing. I'm getting over the COVID, so I'm doing pretty good. It's a lot of experience.
You had COVID too?
Yeah, because I had a big Christmas party for all the kids in the neighborhood, and I shouldn't have done that.
Oh,
and, kind of got me sick, and so I've been there for about 10 days, but it got over pretty quick, and I'm feeling better now. It was an experience. I didn't think it was that bad, but it's pretty bad stuff.
Well, I think it just depends on the person, too, because
yeah.
I haven't had it, thank God, but I know several people that have, and it affects everyone differently. Like, my sister originally had it right before it actually became a thing. She had it in like December or November of 2019, and they didn't know until, of course, months later, but she had it pretty bad. But I know a lot of people that just kind of had like a minor cold or type thing.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe. It affected my respiratory system where I couldn't breathe. I'd take a deep breath, I couldn't get no air in. That was the only bad thing about it. But the other day, it wasn't that bad. You got to breathe to live.
Yeah, I've heard about that one where people aren't able to breathe, and I couldn't imagine.
It's all right.
I do know I got some people out on the board listening. We got In Change Joe. She's listening out on the board, and we got Allie Sunshine. That's a pretty username. I like that. But yeah, No, I just had music going because I was just chilling. I figured, I knew you were going to call, but I was waiting because I kept looking. I was like, I'm not going to just start talking to myself. Because the last show I did in December last year, or last month, really, but it was just technically last year, but I was by myself for about 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Until Deb eventually called. Yeah, I did just keep talking. And then I think I played a couple of Christmas SoundClouds or something, I think, here and there. But, yeah. But I was like, what do I do? What do I do for 30 minutes?
It's hard to talk for 30 minutes by yourself.
Yeah, it is. I know I'm not the only person. I think there was a time a long while back where Sweet Pea had it for about that long. I don't know if hers was quite 30 minutes. I'm not sure. But, yeah. I mean, I know there's people that just do podcasts by themselves, but the type of podcast this is with poetry, you need callers, and it's kind of hard to do it by yourself. Because otherwise you're just the one reading the poems and commenting on them. And, yeah, but. Yeah. Now, that sucks about we having COVID. And there's so many people I know right now that one of my best friends has it. My boyfriend has it. Another one of my friends has it. Like, I know so many people, right? And it's good I haven't been around any of them. Since last month, but it's the beginning of this month, all my friends start texting me saying, hey, I have COVID. And I'm like, well, I ain't been around you for several days, so.
But, yeah, I just got to run there. During Christmas, I got run there. We had tornadoes come through here and tore all the buildings up around here. And so between the tornadoes and the Christmas shopping and the Christmas party, just more than my body could handle. And so I just wore myself out. And so when he grabbed hold of me, he grabbed hold pretty hard. And I was worn out from doing all the 12, 14-hour days. I shouldn't work so hard or ran so hard. But anyway, I'm better now, so I'm not worrying about it no more.
Now, I know with Christmas and New Year's that I figured it was going to be a little bit more difficult, not knowing whether, because, like, not even just COVID, like, holidays in general. Plus, I know here, I don't know about any other states or countries, but I know here the weather has just been going up and down, like a roller coaster, where it's like it's hot one day, it's in the middle another day, it's freezing cold the next day, and I don't think that's helping with people's sicknesses at all.
We never had a tornado in December, and we had three of them at the city at one time on December 10th. And it put the city all to pieces. And it killed 17 people. It's pretty
really?
Pretty well. It was hard to get over that.
I know I heard about it.
One of the girls that played volleyball with the girls that I hang out with, I take over the volleyball practice and stuff, she got blown away. They couldn't find her for like 3 or 4 days. They couldn't find her body. They were so far away, they couldn't find her body. And that was helping all the kids around here. So it was pretty dramatic. And so you get the kids up all the way, and just kill 10 people in one family. It's pretty rough. Mm-hmm. About 2 blocks from here.
I know back a few years ago, I don't like particularly live like in the Houston, Texas area, but I know quite a few people that live there. And whenever they had all that massive amount of rains and floods and stuff and tornadoes, hurricanes, all kind of stuff. I was literally watching it online of people trying to find bodies, but just find people in general. Some people were like sitting on top of their roofs because their whole house was just flooded. So I couldn't imagine going through tornado damage and trying to find
pretty
people.
Pretty
yeah.
Bad. You didn't know about it. We was all in the bathroom hiding, laying down in the bathrooms and stuff, so we didn't know about it was that bad until we got out. And the next day, we were there, and the main roads that we get all the restaurants are on, it was just wiped out. All the everything was gone. The Sonic was completely gone. The car wash was gone. The auto parts store was completely gone. It was amazing how much damage it did.
I knew all that was going on. It always seems like some month, some state or country or something is going through something. It's always something you don't expect either, because like what you just said, Kentucky ain't going to get like tornadoes in December, yet it did.
We never did have tornadoes in December. This first one's been 3 at one time. It's pretty amazing.
Mm.
It's like 78 degrees in December. That's real warm in for Kentucky. It was warm during Christmas. It's 73 degrees on Christmas Day. It was just crazy.
That is. But I guess to more think on a little bit on the positive side, that's a Christmas you won't forget.
Oh, it's a December. It's a December I will never forget, for sure.
No.
Last December.
Like probably years from now, you'll be talking with somebody or something. You're like, yeah, you remember the December we had all those tornadoes? Yeah. Like, you'll be talking like that or something like that. I know that's sometimes how I remember certain dates or something. I remember like either something traumatic happened around that time or something like that. But yeah,
it's amazing the wind can blow that hard. All the trees are uprooted, and it's just amazing how they could take a concrete building and just wipe it off the face of the earth. It's got to be a strong wind. It's amazing. All the big old tall signs just bent over like took some boom with their hand and bent them over. It's a big old steel pose. It's amazing how much force that thing had with it. It was something else.
Wow.
But I guess I'm telling the kids. So how was your Christmas?
My Christmas? It's all right. It's kind of hot. I'll go with that. I was in Texas for Christmas and stuff, and where I was at, it was 85 degrees.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's not Christmas weather, but okay. mine was pretty good. It was my first Christmas with my new boyfriend.
Right. That's
last year. Yeah. We're supposed to have our 1 year anniversary next month, but yeah, it was the first one. But yeah, it was, I don't know if I'd say it was a bit of a quiet Christmas, but I guess it wasn't too quiet. It was just more of a lot of traveling. And because I had family to go see, and then he had family to go see, and we were just driving around everywhere. So I'd say it was a lot of driving, I guess.
It was heavy around here. It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
All the kids got, when that tornado hit, they took the broadband out for 10 days. So it's from December the 12th to December 22nd, the schools let out. They couldn't get a hold of their friends because they all used their phones and the broadband on the phone to talk to each other through Snapchat and all that. And all that was them. So the kids had a rough time. They couldn't talk to nobody. They couldn't go to school. And they couldn't get a hold of anybody. They just walked around like in days. So I bought them all Christmas presents and had a big party for them, trying to get them all together. And that was a disaster. It killed me doing that. But it worked out all right, I reckon. This for 22 kids.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's one thing I bet kids definitely take, or not necessarily take for granted, but have to learn that whenever serious weather things happen, that Wi-Fi towers and phone towers and all that, they often will get wrecked. So you won't have Wi-Fi or your phone or anything. So you're going to just learn the hard way and find things that aren't technology-wise. Or when you run out of them, electricity.
See, you take the phones away from kids, well, they go crazy. They don't know how to act without their phones. And so it was an experience just watching them.
I know whenever it's like here, we go through a lot of hurricanes, which really they hit more south of where I live, like way down south. But we do get whatever came off of the hurricane. So maybe there might be like a lot of rain or some really bad winds, and we'll lose electricity or Wi-Fi sometimes. But I always try to find other things to do besides like having my phone. But I'm not always have my phone attached to the hip, so I'm not always like that.
Yeah.
But I'll like find something to do, like draw or read that.
I don't care my phone to me. I'll even be sitting somewhere and go check on it every couple 3 hours. I don't care your phone to me, Art Marley. I don't like phones. Kids, you love them.
I'm a person that I will leave my phone in my room and I'll go clean or go do something and like won't touch my phone for hours, and then I'll have all these people trying to call me and they'd be like, where were you? And I was like, my phone was in the other room. I don't have it attached to my hip. I'm like, it's not with me all the time.
That's right. It's me too. Depending on the madam. But without a phone, I couldn't talk to you tonight. So good thing I haven't got a phone. I could talk to you tonight.
Yeah. At least, another thing also is that making sure you're using your phone for the right thing anyway, like to actually talk to someone or something like that. Like a lot of the times that I'm teenagers, they're just doing it to watch TikTok or something.
Yeah, so kids do what TikTok is about. This is about the dumbest thing I've ever seen. TikTok don't have nothing educational on it, as far as I'm concerned. It's just ruining the kids. They all sit there and just look at nonsense all day long. I think it's my opinion of it anyway. I'm over here. But
I know I don't have one. I found out over Christmas that my one of my grandmothers has one, and I looked at her and I said, do you have TikTok? And she's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I don't even have TikTok, and you're my grandmother. So I was like, okay. But, yeah, that was interesting. But, yeah, I would agree with you on that one. I mean, I think there might be some good qualities to TikTok, but I don't know. This is the thing. Even if someone makes an app or makes a product or something, doesn't mean people are going to use it for the right reasons. That's how
right.
I always look at it. So I feel like kids use Snapchat for the wrong reasons. I've never had one because I've never seen the point of taking a picture and then it's off in 24 hours. It just disappears. When I take a picture, I want it to last because I want to see it when it's gone.
They sit around with a TikTok and they don't talk to nobody. They sit there with their little musical thing and watch them and they don't talk to each other. They just kind of in their own little world watching TikTok. And it's just a waste of brain energy to me. But so they need to do some more productive, in my opinion. But it may be all right. I'm not going to say too much about it, but I'm too old to – I'm in another generation. So.
That's true. Even I'm a little bit – I'm, like, close to the generation that uses TikTok, but still a little bit older. So, I mean, my generation does use it, and I'm pretty sure so does yours. But it's more of, I think, lesser as – the generations get older and so, but I don't know. I also think it just depends on the person. If someone enjoys TikTok and it's a way for them to make videos and connect with the world and talk to people, I think that's great because that's what we do here with our poetry and with podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
We talk to people about poetry. So if there's something on there that's helping somebody make friends and stuff or some way or another, then that's great. But if you're just sitting there all day long watching TikTok, not doing anything productive with your life, I can't.
The 10 to 13 year old kid is one that's waste of time. Or all the kids are 10 to 13, they don't get 24 hours a day. So all they do is watch TikTok. Like one big vacation. But I give a lot of grief over it, so I'm just complaining because I give all the kids a lot of grief. I keep telling them to put their phones up, do something. I'm always bitching at them a little bit. But that's what I do.
Well, we've been talking for about 25 minutes. We might want to start getting in. I don't know about 25 minutes. That's close. 20 minutes, something like that. We might want to start getting to some poetry. But I don't have a lot of poems. I know it's when you were talking about getting over COVID, I know, like I said, besides people having COVID, I just know people that are sick in general. Because when I was sending out invites to people, I had people sending me messages saying I am under the weather or I'm sick, and I'm like, oh, dear. So
I thought it was, I don't know how many people
are actually going to call tonight.
Yeah, I figured it would be something real mild and real kind of easy to get over with. I didn't think I'd get it because I'm a health and wellness person and I got all my shots and everything. I didn't think I'd even get it. I thought I was kind of protected, but I wasn't.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying that. I don't know if it was like a few months ago, but or a while back or something. I think I remember you saying that about you didn't think that you'd get it or something. I think, and now that it comes to my memory.
I thought my immune system would take care of it, but it wasn't. I wasn't up to snuff on it. I was kind of run down, and he grabbed a hold of me big time. But it wasn't really bad. I couldn't breathe. I was feeling sick. I just couldn't breathe. I couldn't get no air. It's pretty scary. When you lay down at night, you don't know if you get air. You wonder, well, am I going to wake up in the morning or not? I can see where a lot of people died from it because they can't breathe at night. They just sit there and suffocate.
Figure out what order I was going to do, but I figured I'd go ahead and let you read yours. Because
sure,
like I said, I don't know how many other callers I'm going to get. I might get one other caller later on. I'm not sure. Then again, I could get more. I don't know. But from all the messages I received, I don't know. But I have your poem on the board, Wayne, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Yeah, that is pretty good. The words are kind of hard to use, those words, because like you said, they're kind of a dark words. I had to work it into kind of a darker poem. And this poem is called They Spin Alone. And it goes like this. Years have carried him to gray. His inward years danced away. Watch the crimson sunset fade to charcoal as the darkness of midnight presses his soul. Stare with cold, steel, lonely eyes, an amber mood filled the chocolate skies. Mysterious burnt orange haze around moon, shadow dance in the streetlights flicker my room. Night passes with a taste of burgundy wine, cranberry dawn paints a rainy day sign. Spend the day traveling in walnut naps, dreaming of days setting the time turtle traps.
I think you did pretty well with the words. Like I said, I know what you mean. Like, normally I'm like, put in words that you could write about anything or so. I mean, somebody could take the more darker colored words or whatever and come up with something maybe a little more cheerful. But I don't know what it is right lately, but I've just been writing like that. I see that this poem is already in Sending Pics, so it's going to be on front page, so congratulations on that. Wow.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just see it right now. As soon as I clicked on the poem, it popped up. I really like the, that he watches the crimson sunset fade to charcoal as darkness of midnight caresses his soul. Like, that does have a bit of a dark turn to it, but it's more of like kind of just watching him kind of just fade away with time or I don't know if I would necessarily say that, like you're watching him. The poem is saying, and the day spent alone, kind of like just watching him slowly fade and being alone and stuff like that. I do like what you did with the chocolate skies. That's a new one. I normally see chocolate with like, which I've used it quite a few times for the color brown, but usually I see it for like trees or dirt or something like that. I haven't yet seen the chocolate, which some brown skies, I have seen like some like tanner skies or something like that, or have more of like a tint of brown, but not chocolate skies. That's the new one. I guess if they were turning to a charcoal, maybe it'd be like a very dark chocolate brown. I don't know.
But
I did like what you did with this, and you used a lot of the colors. I don't know. Did you use all the colors?
He's 13 of them, I think. Out of 15 or something like that.
I was going to say, I know I think I just had people do, I think the minimum was 8 out of 16. But usually what I do is do about half of the colors or so. But I don't know, you too, you'll either use all of them or most of them or something like that. I think this is excellent, and it definitely shows the more sadder, darker tone, which no one in a million years really thought that I would want to write, but I do. At least right
I like
now,
that
I do.
I like those poems. I got a bunch of them.
Well, like I said, it's I like reading dark poems, but I'm typically not a person that usually writes them. I can appreciate one and stuff like that. And if somebody is really talented at them, then like Sweet Pea, she's very talented at them. And same thing with In Chains on the Board, Joe, she's very talented at them too. So I will read them and be like, that's what you're just going to, well, I don't know if I say expect from them, but that's what they're better at, which I may be better at writing hope, but for some reason lately, it hasn't exactly turned back to hope. Like I haven't done the reverse as much. Occasionally I do, but yeah. But anyway, that was a great poem, Wayne. And okay, where was I going to go after this? I think I'm going to do one of the SoundClouds, which I don't think Frank is going to call because he was one of the people that told me he was sick. But just in case, I'll give him a few more minutes because usually I play SoundCloud and then when he's here. So I think what I'll do is I think I'm going to play Phil. Usually we always say Phil for last. Well, Phil, you're going to be second. Let me find the SoundCloud real quick. And I got to go through all these recordings.
This is important.
Well, I wanted to say it was at the top, but maybe on the wall. Yes, it is. Okay, I got it. All right, hit play on Phil.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Her Name is Midnight. Her smile is dark as chocolate, with a hint of a crimson smile. Her eyes drip tears of burgundy wine, reflecting the terror of his eyes. Her fingers dwell in burnt charcoal, with the sweet smell of crushed thyme. Her grey countenance is like the moon, motionless and cold as British steel. She wears a dress made of emerald thread, with an amber necklace sparkling in the moonlight, smeared in cranberry juice, licking her blood-stained hands over the corpse of her lover under a navy sky. Her voice is like an owl crying to the blood moon, perched upon the walnut tree, hovering over her victim. She teases, she plays, her steps lead the fool to hell, the smell of burnt oranges among a field of violets. Her name is Midnight, scars upon her arms, during the day dressed in black, blocking out the sun, marooned in the suburbs, skeletal, roaming the streets, living off cigarette butts and souls of men. End poem.
Wow. And to think that he only wrote this a few hours ago, because I sent him a message about the show and I said if he could write and stuff like that, but I didn't know if he would or he wouldn't because I knew it was last minute, but I should know that Phil, once you tell him about a show, he will immediately write and then blow you away because of how last minute it was, but how incredible it is. Like, one, I loved the reading title, Her Name is Midnight. Like, that's so, like, it already just kind of screams a little bit of darkness, but I love, I think it's the fourth stanza. Her voice is like an owl crying to the blood moon, perched upon the walnut tree, hovering over her victim. She teases, she plays, she steps, leads the fool to hell, the smell of burnt oranges among a field of violets. I loved that. Her voice is like an owl crying to the blood moon. Like that line right there sounds like something you would hear in a book or something like that. Or some type of line. But to me, it's just very dark and poetic, and I like just the way that it sounds. But I do like the way that he wrote this. Another one that's interesting with the word chocolate, her smile is as dark as chocolate. What is it with y'all? I'm sitting there thinking we're even going to use chocolate for the color that it is. And yet, no, we got chocolate skies and chocolate smiles. So that's a new one. But I really love what Phil did here. And thank you, Phil, for writing for the show and everything. Wayne, what did you think?
Oh, I think well, you stole all my lines I was going to use, but I think it's a wonderful poem that Phil did here. It's, he just has a way of putting words together that sounds so professional. And when you read them, he's got this great tone in his voice. It makes the poems kind of come to life. He said, her smile is as dark as chocolate. That's a great way to start to poem off. And then on down to the bottom, he said, her voice is like an owl crying to the blood moon. That is like you said a while ago, it's an excellent line right there. And it's so professional sounding, the way he reads it and the way it sounds. This is a great, good point all the way around. Everyone's point is good. I've never had a point, read a point anybody else that wasn't real good. He's a great poet.
Great comment on that. I was trying to get a comment on his poem, but yeah, I do agree that what you said, but also just, I know we've put this on here, like probably every one of us has said this 5 million times, but I'm just going to say it again, of he is somebody that can write just about anything. Like, it doesn't matter what the show is about or what the prompt is or anything. He will just go right there and can write just about whatever. I wish I had that talent. I don't. Like, there's certain...
He rams because he does free verse first. He's got these very personal. Those points of free verse, they sound like they're there's so much rhythm in them. They sound like they're rhyming, and he's got his rhyming points are just perfect. I like how he writes.
Yeah. Another thing too, this poem is free verse. It doesn't really have any rhyme in it or so, but to me, it just kind of flowed out perfectly. Yeah. But I think that's just the way that you also establish the lines as well. That, because I know sometimes I have very few poems of free verse that I will say, like, oh, I love that one of mine because the way that it flows. But normally.
And the same way. I like a rhyming poem a bit.
I was going to say, I think you and I are more rhymers. I know I am. Like I said, sometimes I will just sit at the keyboard and just start randomly writing and don't even pay attention, and it rhymes. It's like my brain just is like, sit down and write a poem, rhyme switch turns on. And
it's got to rhyme. I can't get the next line. But I got to rhyme.
No, it just does it to me without fail. It's like it automatically. I mean, sometimes even, I don't know if anyone else has done this, but I know I have, not as much, it used to be worse, but sometimes when I'm out in the store or talking to someone or just out anywhere and something will catch my eye, and sometimes I'll just make some random weird rhyme. I don't know why. Because I'll just do it, like I'll look at a cup and I'll be like, look at this cup. I can't think of a rhyme for it right now, but I'll like say something of that sort and I'll just start making some type of rhyme with it. But I don't know.
I like the rhyme.
Oh, wait. I don't know how long. Oh, I've had him on the phone a while. Oh, shoot. Okay, well, everybody say hi to AP that I left.
Hi.
Phone for a while.
How are you
doing?
No, it's okay. I've been adjusting. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that adjusting. Sometimes I know I've called a podcast, and it's usually right when I've come home or something like that, and it's just. You just
want to
take a relax. Yeah.
So no, I was just having a look at it, and I was like, okay, it's okay, but it just needs a few words here and there, you know. So that was where I was. So I didn't actually mind just sitting there listening for a little bit because I was fiddling around.
Well, Wayne and I have mainly been talking tonight and stuff. We have read a couple of poems. We just read or did Phil's SoundCloud, and we're talking about his.
Yes.
I was just about to pick another poem, but AP, did you have to read and run or anything?
I probably have to. I mean, look, sort of, I'm back in the sort of business world again now. Everything started back up again, and it's just got a little bit crazy a bit quickly. I'm used to that happening, Crystal. I really am. So it's a little crazy, but there you go. I put mine up on the board that I was just fiddling with. So this is to your word bank, obviously. This is Crimson. It goes a little bit like this. Crimson oozed to burgundy as his blood started to set. He gazed with uncertainty, sky still a grim chocolate yet. His yells bounced off steel in this alleyway of grey, so far from the leather heels and his journeys every day. Noticed the burnt orange glow, and with amber a figure waved, the thyme and cranberry toe image on a navy path engraved. Fingers they uncurled to him, body began moving with pace. The figure's face dissolved by limb, left the devil in trepidation to face.
Oh wow. I'm trying to get my mind set in comment mode, I guess, after the listening to it. But for one thing I'm going to say, I don't know if anyone has ever noticed, but one of my favorite words to ever use is crimson. I don't know what I love the color of it. It's just that shade of red that's just like, is not quite bright red like an apple or a cherry or a tomato, but it's just like a little bit darker than that, but it's not quite burgundy, but it's just like a darker red, and I've just always liked that color. But I always like the way that the word sounds too, that's with crimson. So that's probably why I've used it a lot, but I love that your poem was titled that. But yeah, the crimson ooze to burgundy, his blood began to set. Like, how dark is that? But it just continues on, and I like the description that you do use with, like, with the leather heels or the cranberry toe or something like that. It definitely gives me a little bit of more of a rhyming type, which I know we play Tic Mac Poe all the time, but it does give me a little bit of Poe
yes.
vibes a little. So if you put this in that game, I think people might they would think of a rhyme for you, but they would think
yes.
the way that the poem is written would be more like Poe. So I guess this is one for you to use in the future. I don't know. But I really liked it, though. And I liked how you used the word bank and everything. And I also, again, I'm going to bring it up, and Wayne's probably going to laugh, but I've been looking at how people have used the word chocolate. Wayne used it as chocolate
yes.
skies, and then Phil used it as a chocolate smile. Yours is a grim chocolate. That's another one. I'm just going to keep watching how people use the word chocolate, and I'm just finding it interesting, I suppose. But let me get a comment from Wayne on your poem.
Yeah, this is a wonderful poem with great rhyme in it. I like the ABC scheme you got. And that's who is the person in the poem? Who is he? You're talking all through that he does this and him. Who is the person that we're talking about or you're talking about?
I wasn't sure. Well, I sort of envisaged a business person that sort of was used to the sort of highlights
okay.
and whatever, having sort of got his sort of comeuppance and sort of sitting, you know, dying in a lane and
right.
he sort of thought that some sort of angel was coming for him, but the devil was who it was. And
right.
so that was sort of where I was with it.
Okay. You got this good description in there. I think about who is this guy right here? He's bounced off steel in this alleyway of gray. That is wonderful. You see, like you say, sitting out on the alleyway of gray at the highways, And chocolate skies, I think chocolate skies are great. That's what I use. I think it's good.
Mine's
been the poems are long, the balance, and it's got a great storyline, and it's interesting. So you did a good job of this.
No, thank you. Thank you. Really? Thank you.
I didn't realize I was on mute. I started talking, and I looked down.
Oh.
I was like, oh, wait, I'm on mute button.
Oh, damn. That'll do it.
No. Awesome comment, Frank, and thank you, AP, for bringing a poem and everything and calling and stuff. I didn't know how much longer you're going to be, but I just wanted to make sure we got that.
Yeah. No, thank you, and thanks for the prompt too, Chris. But I will write if I can. It's just it just depends on what I've got on and what I'm doing. But
yeah.
Work's a bit crazy at the minute, so you know I just have to get
that.
That.
I know that. I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah. It's just as you probably know, the supply chain stuff at the minute with COVID's just throwing everything out of whack. And then in addition to that, we've got a whole heap of people who are resigning and changing roles. And it's just, at the minute, it's just whichever way you look, it's just, there's crap everywhere. It's crazy.
They said last month, they said the month of November that 4.5 million people quit their job in America.
Yeah. No, I believe it too, Wayne. It's a real thing. You know, people are coming out of the COVID stuff and, you know, just deciding to do completely different jobs or scale right back, or, you know, it's just all over. So
there's still a lot of people, 4.5 million people. There's a lot of people in the workforce just to quit their jobs.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. No, we're certainly seeing it. There's a lot of turnover out there, and it's not just people, it's just people changing their mind about what they want to do. And this whole experience has, it really rocked people. And so people have change their mind about what's important to them. It's as simple as that, really.
It's right about
that. So, yeah. And you can understand that, particularly those people who've been really unwell. They sort of look at things and go, well, cripes, you know, is this really what I want to do to close my days? And they decide to go and do something else.
Right.
So,
anyways,
thank you. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks, Crystal. And
I'll
get back to it and attempt to get some stock and try to find some staff. And apart from that, everything's going well.
Well, hopefully it gets resolved soon, but I know the way the world is, it doesn't even matter what country or state or wherever you are, it's everywhere. Everywhere.
It is. It's just a common thing at the minute that just everybody who's still there is filling gaps for those people who've moved on and for that, you know, stock you don't have. So it's a heck of a start. But anyway, we hope that it improves, and it might take a couple of months, though, but we hope it improves. So thanks, Crystal.
Well, thank you, AP. And I was going to say, I hope you have a good night, but I got to realize it's probably not night there.
Oh, no, it's mid-afternoon here. It's just coming around at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. So yeah, I've got a good 3-4 hours to grind my way through yet. So.
All right. Well,
thanks again. Thanks to Wayne, too, and have a good show.
Thank you, Ben.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Figure out where to go next. I think the order I'm going to do is I'm going to read In Chains poem, because I know she's been out listening. And then I saw that Frank is now listening out on the board, so then I will get his SoundCloud. And then after that, I think the only poem we have is mine and Kay's. So, like I said, I didn't think it was going to be a super long show. I mean, I may get some more callers. I'm not sure. But I'm kind of doubting it. But it's okay. It's okay to have a slow show. But, see. Yeah, I got In Chains now. And I will read for her. It called The Forgotten by In Chains. I come to think of those once bouquets of lavender, scented crimson, sprigs before 1 to 2 hour intervals of wind set back upon a long, lonely, footpath of emerald cobblestones. Nearby meadows, tall burnt orange pines with wilt disease, yet stood like leaning tower of Pisa. Upon cloaked chocolate, virgin soil, my hunched, thick-thin body, still fine art, naked, showcasing war's cranberry and walnut scars at midnight and muted burgundy charcoal tides. When Fall of Man was photographed by the human eye, barefooted was he, knelt down there against silvery shower of rain, falling across the trodden burial mounds of crisp rose petals, ash gray. End poem. I was trying to catch my breath, but something I always hate after reading is like you're trying to think of a comment, but at the same time after reading, you just kind of gotta get your thoughts. But yeah, I really love the footpath of emerald cobblestone. I like what you did with the emerald there, but I also love using the word cobblestone. So I like that Joe did that. But this definitely reads to me of a Joe poem, like the way that it's formatted and the way that the words come together and everything, especially at the end with the rose petals and then turning to ash gray. Like it has that very much a dark tone. But the other thing I think I love too is the bouquet of lavender-scented crimson. That's, to me, really beautiful line. But, yeah, I always like her more darker tone imagery. It's what I was saying about her and Sweet Pea, that both of them write darker. And I think I've probably known and changed longer than I've known Sweet Pea. I don't know how long it's been. I really don't. Probably, I want to say like 5 or 6 years maybe that I've known and changed. I'm not sure, but it's been a while. But yeah, I've always liked her. If I wanted to read something dark, I would go to her, or like I said, or Sweet Pea, or which I know there's other dark poets, but those are like just the ones I say I read the most when it comes to dark poetry or so. But yeah, I really like what she did here and what she did with the dark imagery. But I'd say a lot of the word bank was a little bit up her alley, so I think she did a great job with it. And Wayne, what did you think?
I think it's a wonderful, it's a beautiful poem about time of a worse time when it had wars and all that stuff. And she made a nice little trip down the cobblestone, talking about what's coming up on the valley and all the different colors she uses. Just perfect, and it's a great flow in this, and it's a very beautiful poem. Even though it's talking about a time that was when white is living in the wars and stuff, talking about the walnut scars, the cranberry and walnut scars of war. That's a great way to put that, because they are kind of like walnut cranberry scars. And so it has the burial mounds and just the wonderful poem. I think she has great flow with it. I enjoyed it a lot. You did a good job reading it.
And great comment, Wayne. Yeah, I was looking at her comment that she has, or one of her comments is that someone said it was a beautiful disaster. I don't know, I kind of like the way that sounded in the comment or so. Beautiful disaster, but sometimes that is kind of the way, especially with life. Life is often a beautiful disaster. It's like you don't know what way it's going to go next, but I like that he described the poem in that way. But anyway, thank you, Joe, because I know you're out listening for the poem and for writing and stuff. That's awesome. And all right, so we are about an hour in now. Let me go ahead and grab Frank's poem, if I can find it. Okay. Got Frank's poem. Put that on the board. Now let me hit play on his SoundCloud.
If you're truly curious to know what is inside this mere bottle, then be extremely wary about the many unknown possibilities lurking within the vapors of the twirling mass of bright turquoise. For this beautiful color is only an alluring disguise of deception. Its alabaster glow reflects the shade of moonlight and voices, surrounded by viscous cobwebs in the grim chapel of darkness. As the hour of midnight approaches with a certain premonition to unfold, the time when the ominous ones awake from their placid slumber. What lies inside this concoction is not for the foolish namby-pambies. Its ingredients are not that of a wine, but a deadly cocktail of hallucinations, racking and sucking the thoughts of your little brain, thus discomposed, till you have reached a psychedelic world of the whirlpool of demons. If you open the bottle at your absolute discretion and intrigue, know that you will be consumed by the fatal screams of madness in the effects of the drowning drops of a liquid suffocation, a horrendous precursor to the inevitable end of your mortality. Drink if you wish to travel beyond the darkest realm of known reality and escape the obsidian chattel covering the dreary night of dread. But I warn you again about the horrifying outcome in torment. If you are bold to open the bottle, then be prepared for the worst. Do not look into the somber eyes of the fiend. He will seduce you to an interminable horror, a terror that has no mercy nor surcease, where you drown inside the poison of death. Can you hear his voice? Drink. Drink.
Yeah, that last one scared me at the end. No, it really didn't. But, okay, maybe, no, I'm not going to, no, it didn't really scare me. I think I just didn't expect it, which I should, because I know Frank better than that. But I literally felt like I just walked into, like, I'm not even going to say a horror film. I feel like I just walked inside of a horror book. Like, I just literally just walked into the pages and suddenly whatever was happening in the book suddenly happened to me or so. But I like one, the tongue butt, which I know, I think this poem is for Deb's show that she had with Poisons, which I wrote my own to. But Poison of Death, I mean, isn't that what most poison is going to do most of the time? Better, seriously, ill. But I think I love how it just starts. If you're truly curious to know what's inside this mere bottle, then may worry not about the many unknown possibilities. Like, you're already kind of just like getting the listener in of, oh, what's going to happen type scenario, especially with the bottle and stuff like that. Like, you think people would be smart enough not to drink some unknown thing in a bottle, but for the sake of the poem, you kind of have to. But I'm not going to say that. I know, I think that's one reason I don't really watch horror films, because a lot of the times I'll sit there and be like, that wouldn't actually happen, or don't those people have common sense? But I don't know. But Yeah, I love the way that he kind of just brings you in each line more and more into the story and stuff, like the shade of moonlight and voices surrounded by cobwebs and things and shadow of darkness. Like, you feel like you're walking into some type of horror event. Like, I feel like this would be an absolute perfect Halloween poem. Like, I feel like if Frank could, he would turn his house into a haunted house or something like that, and just play his SoundCloud the entire time. I would be a little, I'd be a little scared, but I think it's absolutely amazing, and that's normally the way that he does write. He has that very good storytelling kind of voice and stuff. But yeah. All right, Wayne.
I pushed the wrong button.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Bye.
All right, great. Hello? Hello?
You still there, Wayne?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I heard something else, and then I didn't know what it was.
I went to take it off mute, and it's called in the system again. I was on two different lines at one time. That was kind of strange. I never seen do that before. So I came in twice, two different directions. So that's kind of strange. So there's an echo because I was talking twice. Weird. But anyway, I got one hung up, and I got one hanging up, so I'm back. Anyway, Price Point was up. I think when I was a little younger, I think I drank some of his potion there because I remember doing a lot of hallucinating. So I might have had a little bit of his poison. And the way he described the effects of the poison, such a once away, he said, not for a foolish namby-pambies, its ingredients are not that of wine, but a deadly cocktail of hallucinations, racking and second thoughts of your little brain disposed. He, the one way of describing it, it's pretty bad stuff. It's not for us namby-pamby people. That's a great word there, too. It's a wonderfully delicious poem. It's well balanced, and it's kind of scary all the way through. But then when his laughter broke out, made me jump because I wasn't expecting that. But it was a fabulous poem all the way through. And I enjoyed the SoundCloud. And he did a good job producing it. He did it all the way through. Great job.
He's definitely somebody I would say is him, and I can think of a few other people that are definitely the kings and or queens of SoundCloud. Maybe what happened was we read Frank's poem and then ended up hearing some type of echo. Maybe it was the poison of death. Maybe it was coming after us. That was kind of a little strange how, because I heard it too. I heard the echo, or your voice echoed or something, and then I heard like the Blog Talk voice.
It was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. So I don't know what I did. I just pushed one button and it took off. Crazy phones.
Frank said that it was the demon that he invoked. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was.
Oh, wow. I don't know what it was, but all I know is it sounded strange. I was seeing that Frank and James are talking on the board a bit about horror films. But, yeah, that's one genre of movie that I can't really get into. I have seen a few horror films, and I don't get scared by them normally. It's just more of I watch them, and I'm like, really?
I can't watch them.
Why are you
walking
into some abandoned dark hole? Who does that?
They're too gory for me. I don't like dark movies. They're too gory. Too realistic.
Oh, wow. Frank said, next time, Wayne, I'll bring you I Dream of Jeannie to jump out of the bottle.
Yep.
Oh, no, that would be an interesting, I didn't think of that whenever Deb did the little poison things, but I kind of just, whatever I felt like, because I wrote to one of those too, but that would have been interesting to see, and then do a SoundCloud with the music in the background from IG of Dream Genie. that kind of would have been interesting. That might give me an idea. That'd be cool if Deb did another one of those with a bottle or a potion or something. But thank you, Frank, for bringing a poem and stuff like that. And hopefully you're feeling better or getting there like everybody else that I know. All right, well, I've got my poem and Kay's poem left, and I think I probably am going to close up early, so we'll just go ahead and read these next two and do announcements, and then you and me, Wayne, we can just be on our merry way, pretty much.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Okay.
What's the time so far?
Well, thank you, Frank. I see that on there. So you try calling next time. I mean, I don't know how many times I don't call. A lot of the times mine is I forget or something like that, or I call and the show is already ended.
You know, Crystal, we're not alone. We're not alone here. Just me and you, because I've got about six comments from people that are listening to the show right now. So there's a lot of people listening to our show. Your show. It's not talking on air, but there's several people listening right now. I got six comments from six different people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Bottle of vodka. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought it
was. All right. I will go ahead and read for Kay. Now, I know Kay sometimes uses words that I don't necessarily use, so if I mess up on this, I'm just letting everyone know now. But this is time and steels of gray and burnt midnight, etching charcoal grains, dismissing burgundy days. And she turned into Deb. I know she does long titles, but that's about the longest title I think I've ever seen her write. Wow, okay. I mean, I'm not dismissing. I like long titles. If you go back to my poems in 2019, there were a bunch of long titles. I've shortened them since then, but let me go ahead and read for her. Stop talking. Blueprints of the farm festivities, letters, and its droplets raining twixt the marrow. Click turns the lock, hand rummaging through the complex of scars. How silky the sheets are the thistles in harboring defeat. Dim goes the lights and pulsing the archives of flesh. Whispers hickering and the soul destroying pleas, sunsets of a feathered leather bound. Stirring singes of paper, crackling pigeonias the table, marooned on sea-toned winds as the birds sleep, savor of sunlight signatures its writing on the rocky path. When traces of Laramus, I hope I'm saying that right, goodbyes, echo their breach, enteric colors and thorns, seek the wind respectfully. End poem. And like I said, if I butchered it, I am not the best reader out louder, even though that doesn't sound right. But I always do like poem. I know, because I was thinking if I had you read it, Wayne, you would have just been just as much as I am.
I was crying.
But no, I always do love Kay's writing because she's often does use a lot of more descriptive words and things like that. But I do love, how does the favor of sunlight signature its handwriting on the rocky path? I like how it kind of answers that question, but more of like in a rhetorical way almost. I'm not really asking it, but this is really just beautiful. And you kind of can just see the bit of sadness, but also just a bit of color and questioning that it kind of has. But I like that she also used something I do a lot too, is the more nature aspect as well, with a bit of metaphor, which metaphor and Kay are like best friends pretty much, because that's often what her poetry is about. But I think it's just really, really beautiful. And like I said, the long title, I'm there for it. What did you think, Wayne?
Well, I think it's a wonderful performance. I think she's writing to the painting, if I'm not mistaken. She's having a show tonight with that artist that is a painting tonight. There's a show for that. I'm going to go join it here in about 30, 40 minutes. But she did a wonderful job, and there's a little bit of abstract in it, brought the poem out, made it stand out even a little bit better. I like the way she writes, and I like the way she uses her terms. But I'm like, yeah, sometimes I just get so lost in it. I read a couple of sentences, and it takes me 2 or 3 days to figure out what I read. But she's so fixed its complex phrases and stuff. And they're all wonderful. Just my brain just don't operate that way. So she does a great job with the poems, and I enjoy them. Even though I can't understand a lot of them, but I enjoy reading them. Great job with this poem. You did a good job reading too.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Frank. I don't know if I need it. He said that he would lend me his voice. I think if I started talking like Frank inside of a woman's body, that might be a little strange, but okay. I don't think anyone would expect that. They see me and they suddenly start talking in a very deep voice. For the comment, and thank you, Kay, for the poem. Thank you for writing and everything. I know that them right now, their show started. They have their show going on, which I got to remember. I know, like, what today exactly is, but I don't know what it's about. I do know it's the Poetic Inkling.
It's not painting.
What it's about. Oh, okay. So they are doing some art. Okay. To a specific kind of artist. Okay. I didn't know exactly what it was, but pretty much if you like anything art-related, paintings, things like that, go check them out. They're live right now. They just started, I think, about 13 minutes ago. So They're going to probably, their show's going to go on for another 2 hours. But yeah, okay. I guess if I have to do any other announcements before I read mine, because after I read mine, that's it. That's all the poems.
Mm-hmm.
But
have been fun tonight. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's very few poems, they are really good and stuff like that. I'm glad that people took to the word bank and stuff and wanted to write out some emotions and things. Let's see. All right, so tomorrow, I know Sweet Pea has her typical Thursday show, and she is doing Clean Out the Attic, Open Poetry with a Side of Pink. Okay. Oh, I don't know what that means, but I mean, I know that she's doing open poetry, and that's what I'm going to say. The side of pink, I don't quite know. I don't know. You'll have to find out tomorrow, I guess, in order to find out. But yeah. But she is doing open poetry tomorrow. Friday, I don't think I see anything for Friday, so I don't know right now. And Saturday, I don't know right now either. But I do know Mondays, of course, is going to be Deb's show. I don't know if Deb's going to do it next week. I know that she has also been feeling sick for quite a few days. I'm not quite sure what she has, but Deb, if you end up listening to this, hoping you're feeling better, and to everybody that is on All Poetry right now that doesn't feel good or isn't in team of voices, pretty much I hope all of y'all feel better. Because I received several of them of people telling me that they were under the weather, and I know everybody is right now, so. Let's see. All right, I'm going to do mine, because I don't see any other of anything else I need to announce or plug or anything like that besides Kay and Steven's show right now, and then Sweet Pea's show tomorrow, because I don't know what's going on for Friday and Saturday. But just anyone that's listening, stay tuned for when those topics go up. And let me grab mine. And just put mine on the board. Sangria. Okay.
Me too.
I don't have that here, but okay. Okay. This is one I wrote about a day ago. I was thinking of writing to my own show, but I wasn't sure if I was going to or not. But I saw a contest for a specific quote, and it's not really something that I'm really dealing with now, but it was something I was dealing with before. But the quote is, to understand the man, you have to know what is happening in the world when he was 20. So this is more based off of when I was 20. So pretty much things that were going on then, I kind of did write more to a past type poem. But this is called 20 Depressed Walls. And here we go. Built-in walls cornered me. In a folded fort I built myself in. I walked many miles on train tracks that trapped my bleeding skin. Steel rings of lies tangled up in the revolving doors of time. Gray sheets sheltered my bed, leaving me for dead, afraid to cross the line. Panic balanced on bike pedals, running away from the truth. Broken walnut branches I clenched, burying the laughter of my youth. Amber eyes wandering for life, a purpose to fulfill from my words. Digging a hole from the past, of a path to go towards. End poem. And Frank, if you want to make a comment, you can.
Hey,
are you there, Frank? Are you on mute?
Wait a Frank.
I didn't hear anything. I think you were on mute.
Was you asking for Frank or Wayne? I'm not Frank.
Huh?
I think you said Frank. Frank, is Frank on the show? I'm Wayne.
Hmm? Oh, no, Frank isn't on the show. Did I say Frank?
Okay. Yeah, you said Frank.
Did I do that
Frank
thing where I'm looking at a name and then I say it?
I appreciate it.
I think I did that. I meant to say Wayne. I'm sorry, Wayne. I was looking at Frank's name, and I do that more than I'd like to say that I, but sorry, I meant you, Wayne. I'm sorry. Are you still there, Wayne? Did I lose Wayne? I don't know. Wayne, are you still there? I have no idea. I don't know if he's on mute or what happened, but I guess I'll just let it be. I don't know. I don't know. I know that it got confusing when I was looking at Frank's name. But I don't know what happened.
Oh, here I am. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I couldn't find the mute button. I had the screen disappeared. I couldn't get to, this is a new phone. I couldn't get back to this main screen to turn the mute off. I was fighting it pretty hard. But I was lost. I was lost to my phone. Couldn't get to it. You did a great job of this poem, man. I enjoyed it a whole lot. You did a good job describing your painting. Attacks, and you made it in a wonderful way. You just talk about going down the train tracks. You know, I know you suffer from any panic attacks. That's a hard thing to get over when you're just sitting there and all of a sudden things just start attacking you, or you get real nervous, like. And so that's, I didn't know that you ever had that thing. You did a great job. The poem I enjoyed a whole lot. Good job.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, it's not something I've had in a really long time, but when I was 20, I don't know how many I had in that one year. I think I might have had maybe 3 or 4. I don't know, maybe more than that. But I knew that, like, the things that were going on, there was things I didn't want to let go of, and then there were things that I was just struggling with, and I think I was just letting them all get to me, which since then I've tried my best to just, like, find ways to get it all out, which I say that after that, I mean, I was writing poetry then, but it wasn't, it normally was all those like good sunshine hope kind of poems. I never actually wrote out how I felt. And then when I was going through all that, I started writing out how I felt, and I think it helped a lot. So, but yeah. But thank you, Wayne.
19, 20 years old, real time. It's real time in my life, 19, 18, 20.
Well, I know that was my last poem, and I, yeah, and I'm just make sure I double check. I don't think I saw another poem. Nope, I read them all. Okay. And like I said, everybody go check out Kay and Steven's show and stuff like that. And thank you to everyone that, thank you to Wayne, who's still on the line, but thank you to AP as well for calling and reading and stuff. And thank you, Kay and Phil and Frank and stuff for, and in chains for bringing poems and things. I really enjoyed reading them, and thank you for writing to the Worm Bank and stuff. Yeah.
How did you enjoy the show tonight? Had a good time.
I'm glad. And like I said, I know it's kind of ending kind of, well, it isn't too early. It's about almost, well, technically where I am, it's almost 9:30, but technically that would be 10:30 Eastern time, but about an hour and a half. That's not bad. I know,
well,
I
right.
thought it was going to last. Oh,
I like about an hour and a half show. I like long shows. I like shows about an hour and a half. It's good shows. You don't get too too boring. There's good shows like that. So I'm going to go ahead and join another program. I'll talk to you later, and I enjoyed it, Crystal. Have a nice evening.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening and stuff like that, and I'll see you next time, I suppose. good night, everyone.